Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist highlights superstar soprano Montserrat Caballé, La Superba, who for some 30 years was one of the reigning sopranos in opera with unequaled dynamic control and expression, as in the famous aria from Tosca. Music of Mozart, Donizetti, Rossini, and Verdi. Join me for tonight's tribute to Montserrat Caballé. Visi d'arte. I live for art. I live for love. Why, Lord, do you treat me this way? Asks the distraught singer Tosca, who is subjected to Governor Scarpia's murderous lust in Puccini's Tosca. And we heard Montserrat Caballé with Colin Davis conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra of Covent Garden. It's coming up on 4 minutes now after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist highlighting the Spanish superstar soprano Montserrat Caballé. During her career, she was known for her focused and dramatic chest voice and for amazing, delicate dynamic control and expression, even in the high register. Her superstar status is reflected in her received nickname, La Superba. She was born in a humble family in Barcelona in 1933. She studied at the Liceu Conservatory in Barcelona, graduating in 1954 with medals. She moved to Switzerland in 1956 to be at the Basel Opera, and she debuted as Mimi in La Bohème. She worked there for 3 years and then returned to Barcelona, and she subsequently toured off and on for the next several years in Mexico and Spain. But her international break came with two major successes in 1965 in New York and Buenos Aires. In April, she was asked to step in on very short notice for the ailing Marilyn Horne in a Carnegie Hall performance of Donizetti's Lucrezia Borgia. She learned the part in a matter of weeks and received a 25-minute standing ovation. Come bello, Lucrezia Borgia, admiring her sleeping son, who does not know she is his mother. She will later inadvertently poison him. That recording from the live performance of Lucrezia Borgia at Carnegie Hall, and we heard Montserrat Caballé and Mauro Lampi conducted the New York City Orchestra. And we're just 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm Ron Nadell, your host, with a program featuring the great soprano Montserrat Caballé. Now, later that year, she performed the part of Liu in Puccini's Turandot with Birgit Nilsson at the Cologne Opera in Buenos Aires. In her memoir, La Nilsson, Birgit Nilsson wrote that she had not yet heard of Caballé, but was just amazed at her pianissimo and her expressiveness. Here is Caballé at that performance in Liu's Act I aria, Signor Ascolta, where Liu tries to talk Calaf out of his intention to attempt to answer Turandot's three fatal riddles. Caballé is amazing, even with the primitive recording technology in this large opera house.
Thank you.
The servant girl, secretly in love with Khalaf, Liu tries to dissuade him from attempting Turandot's three fatal riddles from Puccini's opera Turandot. And of course, again, we heard Montserrat Caballé with Fernando Previtali conducting the orchestra of the Cologne Opera in Buenos Aires. It's not unusual for audiences to applaud a famous aria in a live opera, but here they completely stopped the show. Seventeen and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, and we're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I've got a playlist of music by composers who are overshadowed by their more famous family members or pupils or teachers. I'm calling it Almost as Famous. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. Well, Birgit Nilsson said further in her memoir that Caballé was known for sometimes fainting, and she said that that happened during that performance of Turandot. In Act 3, when Liu is tortured to make her reveal Khalaf's name, she grabs a knife from a guard and kills herself to the horror of the crowd in China. Well, at just that moment, Caballé passed out, though nobody knew it at first. And the cast members had expected they'd have to carry her off the stage. They didn't expect to have to carry her all the way back to her dressing room. Kills herself rather than reveal Khalaf's name. And soprano Montserrat Caballé fainted right there while singing that aria from Act 3 of Puccini's Turandot. Caballé would later reprise that role in the studio in a famous recording working with Luciano Pavarotti. Well, after her two triumphs in 1965, Caballé found herself in instant high demand all over the world in both the opera house and the recording studio, and she was immediately paired with the biggest name tenors. Most especially, she recurred many times with the three tenors. Not necessarily at the same time, but with those three famous tenors throughout her career. In 1973, she recorded La Bohème, reprising her debut role from almost 20 years earlier. And here she's paired with her fellow countryman, Plácido Domingo. She's Mimi, singing Mimi's famous Act One aria, Mi chiamano Mimi, My Name is Mimi.
Going.
Mimi telling Rodolfo about her life from Act One of La Bohème by Giacomo Puccini. And we heard Montserrat Caballé. Garrick Schulte conducted the London Philharmonic, and I think you heard Placido Domingo give one syllable in that aria. Well, we're about 28 minutes after 7, and this is the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm Ron Nadell with a program highlighting the voice of La Superba, Montserrat Caballé. With her rich chest voice and delicate dynamic, she was able to sing everything from Mozart to Rossini to Verdi. And I've got three amazing examples for you. The first is from Mozart's Così fan tutte, Come Scoglio, Like a Rock. This is Fiordaligi's Act One coloratura aria, where she asserts her intention to remain faithful to her husband. Then we'll hear Matilda's Act Two aria, Sombre Forêt, Dark Forest, from Rossini's William Tell. Then we'll have, that's where the Austrian Matilda waits in the dark forest for her Swiss lover Arnold, declaring that she'd rather live in the forest than a palace. And then I'll conclude the set with Desdemona's Act Three prayer, Ave Maria, from Verdi's Otello. Three great examples of the range of soprano Montserrat Caballé.
Oh,
Wow. Ave Maria, Desdemona's Prayer from Act 3 of Verdi's Otello. Before that, we heard Sombre Forêt, Dark Forest, Matilda's Act 2 aria from Rossini's William Tell. And we began the set with Come Scolio, Fiordaligi's Act 1 aria of Faithfulness from Mozart's Così Fan Tutte. Three examples of the amazing range and dynamic control of the soprano Montserrat Caballé. We heard Montserrat Caballé with Anton Guadagno and the Royal Philharmonic in the aria from Otello. We heard her with George Pretra and the Paris Opera Orchestra. And in the Così Fan Tutte aria, we heard Colin Davis conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra of Covent Garden. It's about 16 minutes now before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program highlighting Montserrat Caballé. You know, this program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by Emporium Presents, featuring world-renowned acoustic guitarist Andy McGee at the Soil Dove Underground in Denver on November 20th and 21st. Tickets are available at Ticketfly.com and the Tavern Lowry. Well, Caballé found herself in demand all over the world, and this did not ease up for 30 years. There's just no way to list all of the roles and recordings and her singing partners and the videos that she made. To cover her complete catalog, it would take half an hour to recite it. She retired, still in good voice, in 1985, singing Tosca at the Met. And here she is in that great Act One love duet with José Carreras. Tosca's lover Cavaradossi tries to reassure his jealous lover.
Que usa voa. Celestri Oh.
Oh, the great love duet from Act One of Tosca, where Tosca and her lover Cavaradossi declare their love for each other. Well, we heard Montserrat Caballé as Tosca with José Carreras as her lover Cavaradossi. Colin Davis conducted the Royal Opera Orchestra of Covent Garden. After retiring, Caballé has dedicated herself to world charities and to giving master classes. She received amazing popular acclaim in 1987 when she recorded Barcelona, a pop song with Freddie Mercury. The song became the anthem of the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Well, she lives today with her husband, the retired tenor Barnaby Marti. Well, it's about 8 o'clock. I hope you enjoyed our program highlighting the great voice of Montserrat Caballé. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Thanks for joining me. This portion of KGNU's broadcast is supported by the Emporium Presents, featuring finger guitarist Tommy Emmanuel at the Paramount Theater on November 29th as part of his Classics and Christmas Tour. Tickets are available at altitudetickets.com and the Pepsi Center box office. It's a minute after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and live online at kgnu.org. Well, good evening. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist features music of composers almost as famous as their more famous family members, teachers, or pupils, such as this first movement from Symphony No. 25 by Michael Haydn, Joseph's younger brother. And music of Franz Strauss, Clara Schumann, Leopold Mozart, Siegfried Wagner, and others. Join me for tonight's tribute to these unsung composers. Thank you.
Thank you.